Hello everyone, this week's Parshas, Parshas Re'eh. And the Parshas begins with the Pasuk Re'eh Anoichi Noisin Lefneichem Hayayim Bracho Klolo. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, see that today I'm giving you two choices. I'm putting in front of you Bracha or Klolo. Es HaBracha, the Bracha is Asher Tishmu Ametzes Hashem Alekeichem. And the Klolo is if you don't listen to Hashem. And all the Mefarshim, they're bothered by a lot of things in this Pasuk. First of all, the Pasuk begins with the word Re'eh, see. Now, he's not really giving them any kind of visual props here. He's telling them. So say, Shmu, listen, hear. What's Re'eh? Second of all, the Pasuk begins, Re'eh is a language of singular. You, see, not Re'u, plural, see. And then it says, Noisein lifnechem, plural. So is he talking to a single person or talking to a group? The Pasuk says, Brachu uklala, blessing or curse. Says it's important what happened to the middle option. There's bracha if you do mitzvahs. If you do averus, you get klala. What if you don't do anything? You're just a good, simple guy and you just kind of mind your own business. What about that guy? What's bracha or klala? And the Rechaim Kadosh says, the next pasuk says, es habracha. What's es? Es is always adding something. What are you adding here? Bracha is if you listen, klala if you don't. What's es habracha? So let's go one by one and try to understand this pasuk. Says the Vilna Gaon and others, Re'eh, it's a language of, it's a higher level. To be Shemei as you hear something. In Gemara, it says, Ein Edayim Shmiel Re'ias. Seeing, you can't compare listening, hearing something to seeing something. That's the popularity of Zoom. When you see something, it's different, it's real by you. Re'iah is always a higher level. It's when something becomes vivid, it's clear, it's present, you see it. Re'eh, says Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not enough. You can't just listen. You have to see this. What I'm about to tell you now, says Moshe Rabbeinu, is so important. A person has to take the time to see it, to live it, to experience it for real. That's step one. Step two, Re'eh, singular. Says the Alter from Kelam, a lot of people, you know, it's very important. A person picks a good crowd. He picks a good group. He wants to get influenced by the proper people around him, and it's true. He should do that. But there's a risk in that. The risk is that sometimes you tend to do things just because everyone else is doing it. From habit. There has to be a Re'eh, you. Each person here has to take a cry, take responsibility to take a personal step forward and be Re'eh, to see it for real. They have to make their own effort to live something in a real sense. They can't just rely on the fact that they're amongst a good crowd. There has to be a personal effort involved to live it for real. What are we living? Es habracha ves haklala. Says the Sephorno, there's no middle ground. A Jew has to recognize that in life there's two directions, up and down. A Jew has no level of just being simple and staying put. A Jew is alive, he has an neshama, and his neshama and his guf are in a constant battle. He either goes up or he goes down. There's no static. There's nothing that stays as it is. A Jew goes one of two directions, says the Vilna Gaon, imata illa mala mala. Either you go up, or you at the yerid mata mata, you go down. That's how a Jew is created. Es habaracha, says our Chaim Kaddish. What's the blessing here? Like Rashi says, of course the blessing is going to be, if you keep the mitzvahs, you get blessing. If you do the averus, you get the curses. But there's es. Es means just something else. That's one bracha. But there's the actual bracha of Asher Tishmu HaMitzvahs Hashem Lekechem. There's the bracha of listening to Hashem's mitzvahs. Living a life of mitzvahs is bracha. Living a life of averus is klala. Not just the result that you're going to get in Olam Haba or in this world. The actual process of living a life of mitzvahs is bracha in itself. The actual experience of living a life of averus is klala. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael, you have an obligation. Every single individual in the Klal Yisrael, no matter where they are, where they're living, has an obligation to be Roya, to see, to make it real by themselves, to live with this reality, to live with this fact that there's only two options in life. I can either live a life of growth, a life of connection to Hashem, of bracha, of asher tishmu, of listening to Hashem's mitzvahs. If I'm not doing that, then I'm headed towards a life of klala, a life of not listening to Hashem, distancing from Hashem. And it has to be real by them. When you walk into the grocery store and, you know, the cashier rings up your bag of frozen broccoli and it shows up at $9.99 and she thinks it's a mistake because how could broccoli be so expensive? or when you get your tuition bill, $14,000 a pop for a kid, you have to stop and tell yourself, this is bracha. This is a life of connection to Hashem. This is a life of meaning. It's a life of doing something good. And everything else, the life that's going on outside that other people are doing, of chasing desire, trying to make themselves happy constantly and constantly running to the next thing, that is klala. And it has to be real by us. And Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us it's a process. It's a mitzvah saseh to live with this reality and to make it real by you, b'loshen re'eh, to see it up for real. The parasha continues and tells Klal Yisrael how we're going to come to Eretz Yisrael as a chiyuv. There's an obligation to destroy all the places where there was avodah zarah. And Tari says, abed ta abdun. You should destroy, you shall destroy. A double language. So Rashi comments, Rashi says, what does it mean, abed ta abdun? So Rashi just teaches us that abed v'acher kach ta abdun, destroy, the actual avodah zarah, v'acher kach, and after that, ta abdun, go back and destroy. Says Rashi, mikan l'oiker avodah kecham, someone who's coming to destroy avodah zarah, he has to go back and uproot it completely. He has to go and find the roots, find the core reasons why this Avodah Zarah came about, and destroy that as well. The Baal HaMos just say this is the same thing every time we work on anything negative. If we have a bad midah, we're trying to work on a positive thing, we have to go to the root. You have to be Mesharish Acharei. You have to find what's the reason for the problem in the first place. Classic example, a person's working on tefillah. Right, we all have a hard time with davening. Now, of course, there's a lot of reasons why we have a problem for davening. One of the basic reasons is our emunah. We don't see davening as really powerful. We don't have strong enough emunah that if I daven down here and I say these words, things will change. I heard from Baruch Hirschfeld of Cleveland. He said, you know, imagine you're sitting in shul, and there's a tzelig guy next to you, and you hear on his radio, there's a guy having a cardiac arrest down the block. And you're like, that's all the guy's just sitting there. He's on his phone, he's playing Candy Crush or something. And you're like, dude, someone's dying, go save him. He's like, okay, I'll go soon. Right? You look at him like he's a murderer. You have the ability to go save somebody, and you're just spacing out and playing Candy Crush. He says, how are we any different? We have a chance to say the bracha v'rufa'enu in the bracha Shemana Esrei. Do we have any idea how many people will save, how many ill people will get better if we just had kavana during that bracha? And instead we space out. But we don't believe properly. That's the problem. If we truly believed that when I say the bracha rufa'enu, that sick person who I know is going to get better, of course we would say it. Rashi's teaching us we have to work on that. We have to sit down and make it real by ourselves that when we say rufa'enu, it makes a difference. And then Mr. Hashem will be zeichet to actually fix the actual problem that goes on. In the Sefer Chavetz Chaim HaTorah, they bring that someone once was having a conversation with the Chavetz Chaim, and he mentioned that there's a minig that people had that during the month of El, that certain people would leave their house, they would go to yeshiva somewhere, regular working people, and they would go and learn in yeshiva for a couple of weeks or a month, try to be mechazik themselves, try to, you know, strengthen themselves. In fact, I have a friend of mine who told me his father used to do it just 20, 30 years ago. I mean, I think his mother gets a lot more credit for being stuck at home with all the kids for the month. But he would go to Eretz Yisrael and learn yeshiva for the month of El. And this person was complaining to the Chavetz Chaim. He says, like, what's the point? Look, you know, if you're a working guy, you're a working guy. Why are you, like, who are you fooling by going for 3 or 4 weeks to be act like a yeshiva guy? What's the point? You are who you are. Chavetz Chaim said, look at this parasha, you'll see you're wrong. The parasha tells us, the mitzvah of aser to aser, a person has to take off miser. So Rashi explains that this Meiser that's going on here is not Meiser Rishon, the stuff you give to Levi. He's talking about Meiser Sheni. And the reason for the mitzvah of Meiser Sheni, which is the person takes off another tenth after he takes off the first Meiser, takes off another tenth, he takes all his food that he takes off, and he brings it to Yerushalayim. And the person is obligated to eat that portion of his assets in Yerushalayim. And the idea, says Tesis, is that by living in Yerushalayim, and by staying there for a couple weeks till he finishes all that meiser, a person gets charged up, he gets inspired. And it's a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Leman tilmad lira es Hashem lekecha kol hayom." The pasuk says the reason for this mitzvah of meiser sheni is that a person should learn to fear Hashem kol hayom. Says Chavetz Chaim. You see, it's not true. you're right. Inspiration comes in flashes. Inspiration, a person can only do it for a couple weeks at a time. But it's not a fake. When a guy goes somewhere and he listens to a shiur and he gets inspired and he decides he's going to change, or if a guy goes to even learn somewhere for a week or two, even a Yarech HaKala, well, the point is, those moments, those inspirations, they change your whole year. They change your whole cycle. The Shin Shapink is to give a mashal. He said, say a guy walking in the forest, and he lost a path. He doesn't know where he's going. It's pitch black. He gets a flash of lightning. He gets to see for a second. He can orient himself. Okay, there's the road. I have to go this direction. We can't put down these momentary in moments of inspiration, or these things that, yeah, they're short-lived, but they change everything else about us. These are things that give us the ability to keep going in the right direction and keep growing. So I want to end off with one last var. The pasuk tells us, Parak Tesvav, Pasuk Yates, Kol ha-bechor, asher yivolid b'kirbecha. Torah gives us a mitzvah that a firstborn animal that a person has, he has to give it to Hashem. You can't work with it, you give it to a kohen. The pasuk continues, Afnei Hashem lekecha teichlenu, Shana b'shana b'makim asher yivcha Hashem ata b'secha. You should go eat it in front of Hashem in Yerushalayim, you and your family. And Rashi on the spot right away comments that, look in the Gemara, it's not true. A person has a bechor, his first animal, he gives it to kain, the kain eats it. The person doesn't eat it. So what does the pasuk mean? The pasuk says, Lefnei Hashem lekecha teichlenu shana b'shana. So Rashi says it means that the kain is obligated to eat it in Yerushalayim. Okay? But the Pashmi Shana Pasuk is still hard. Why would the Torah say, Lefnei Hashem HaKach Techlanu Shana B'Shana, you and your family should say, HaKayin, what does the Torah tell you, you should eat it in front of Hashem? So I saw that Moshe Feinstein in Drash Moshe, he says a beautiful pshat. He says, the Torah is telling you a fact. If you give your proper karbanis, you give your matnas kahuna, you give your bechor to the Kayin, there's a guarantee. Lefnei Hashem HaKach Techlanu Shana B'Shana Ato Besecha. If you do that, you and your family are going to be eating it in Yerushalayim. Because of this karban, you are going to be zeichet to brachas, you're going to be zeichet to gashmis, to shefa, you're going to be zeichet to all the things you need, and you're going to end up eating in front of Hashem in Yerushalayim as well. The Torah is telling us that through the mitzvah of giving a bechor, through the mitzvah of giving this matana to the kohen, your family is going to be the one that's going to end up eating in Yerushalayim with all the brachas that you have. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.